The Arkansas Department of Health is reporting a 121-case increase of COVID-19 over a 24-hour period. At today's press briefing, Governor Asa Hutchinson said 100 cases were community cases. The rest come from correctional facilities. He says 27 of those 100 community cases are in St. Francis County, where a federal corrections facility with confirmed cases is located in Forest City.
Clearly, that's a concern that we first had the outbreak in the prison facility, and the worry is that it would spread to the community. And I want to make sure that everyone there in Forest City knows the importance of sticking with our social guidelines and distancing and wearing of masks for their own protection and protection of others, because we don't want this spike to become larger.
There have been 95 deaths in Arkansas so far because of the virus, and there are 59 people hospitalized in the state because of COVID-19. That's two fewer than midday yesterday. The governor says there were 1,753 tests in Arkansas yesterday, which he says is a good amount, but he wants that number to get bigger. He says tomorrow he'll discuss new initiatives to help the state conduct 60,000 tests this month. Dr. Nate Smith, Arkansas's Secretary of Health, says he is concerned about the 100 new community cases reported in Arkansas.
But I'm even more concerned about the cases that we don't know about. And that's why it's so important that we increase testing, not just in Forest City, but throughout the state. Until we're testing all people who have symptoms and all people who have had contact with known or suspected cases of COVID-19, then I won't be comfortable. I don't think any of us should be comfortable saying, well, we don't have it here or we don't have it there, or it's safe to have a party tonight, or it's safe to have this event, you know, at this time. We really need to know who's positive, who's negative, who's been exposed, and who's not been exposed.
A concert scheduled to take place at Temple Live in Fort Smith Friday, 3 days before the state's guidelines allow such indoor activities, was again discussed at today's briefing. Governor Hutchinson says the guidelines for each segment of businesses reopening are set for a reason.
Can you imagine what reaction we would have had across Arkansas if we set the date for May 11th to open up restaurants, but a bunch of them just decided to do that on May 5th? You can't just arbitrarily determine when the restrictions are lifted. That is something that is done based upon a public health requirement. In terms of the concert, there will be a cease and desist order that will be issued by the Department of Health directing that concert not take place, which is an official legal order and directive that will go out.
And the governor says he will announce guidelines for bars in Arkansas on May 18th. Not that bars will be able to open on May 18th, just that decisions about the eventual openings of the establishments will be discussed on that date. And the governor says the state will soon get supplies of a new drug.
Arkansas is receiving a quantity of the new drug remdesivir, which is produced by Gilead Science for COVID-19 patients. This is just simply a part of the packaging material that we received today, that we're delighted to receive this allocation for Arkansas from the CDC, produced by Gilead Science, and this will be enough for 50 patients is the quantity that we are receiving in Arkansas.
Dr. Smith says the drug shows some promise, but is not a miracle drug. He says it is for people who are severely ill, either on a ventilator or with low oxygen levels, and it is not given usually to people with severe kidney or liver disease. He says there are 52 patients in Arkansas who might meet the criteria to receive the drug. He also gave an update on the virus at Cummins Prison. He says now 900 inmates cumulatively have tested positive for the virus there, and 60 members of the Cummins Prison staff. The press briefings are archived and can be viewed at the governor's YouTube page. You can keep up with how COVID-19 is affecting the region and the state at the COVID-19 page at KUAF.com.